coach Phil Dunn with analysis. And with the play-by-play, here's KGYM Sports Director Scott Unash.
And once again, we welcome you to Cedar Rapids Kennedy on this Friday evening, Mississippi Valley Conference doubleheader basketball. As we get ready for game number two tonight, it'll be the boys' contest, as it'll be the Washington Warriors coming cross town to take on the Cougars of Cedar Rapids Kennedy. Once again, welcome to Kennedy. Scott Unash joined by Phil Dunn this time after the Kennedy girls held off Washington 64-58. We get ready for the boys' contest here. And you got two teams, both looking to turn things around in the last two or three weeks of the season and get ready for the tournaments. Washington comes in 5-10 overall. They are 2-8 in Mississippi Valley Conference play. Kennedy Cougars come in 6-10, and Kennedy 4-7 in league play. And Phil, Kennedy got a game in last night. Both these teams were snowed out, if you will, with that massive storm on Tuesday night. And Kennedy's game was rescheduled for last night against Waterloo East, and Kennedy got a nice victory to snap a four-game losing streak, 51-41 against Waterloo East.
Yeah, and that's a good one to get. Waterloo East is a dangerous basketball club. They got some very good athletes, quick players on the perimeter, and they got a really good post player, 6'7" post player, who's very explosive. And Coach McCowan talked about how he was pleased with how they played last night, quality win. Short turnaround for tonight, but nonetheless, their last two outings defensively, they've been very good. They held Waterloo East to 41 last night, and then they had Iowa City West in their last game in the 40s as well.
Yeah, and had a chance to win that game, an upset. Steve Bergman and Iowa City West, but came up just a little bit short in that one. For Cedar Rapids, Washington, they need something to turn around, and hopefully it will be tonight for the Warriors. They have dropped their last four. In there includes a 5-overtime game over at Des Moines Roosevelt a couple weeks ago on Saturday, 95-87, and seems like it's been the same MO for Washington. They hang around for a little bit, and then there's about a 3-5 minute gap in each game where things just kind of go away from the Warriors.
And that's what they're focusing on. They're trying to get better at those areas and focus in, lock in for the entire basketball game. Now you look back at their Xavier game, they had an opportunity in the going into the fourth quarter where they had a basketball game going, and they let that one get away from them as well there too. And granted, they're against quality basketball teams that this is happening to, but it becomes frustrating when that continues to happen to you time after time, every night out when you go out and you play your game. So this is the time where you're going to have to start making those corrections, or your postseason is going to be a short one.
Second go-around between these two teams this year. Kennedy won the first game over at Washington, a tight affair, 55-51. So the Cougars will look for the sweep here in the season series so far this year. And was Washington getting the win? I'm sorry. You're right. The Warriors did get the win, 55-51. So I beg your pardon.
Yeah, Washington did win that basketball game over there early.
I was looking at Washington, and I said Kennedy. I don't know why I did that.
I believe it was one of the first basketball games of the season for conference games anyway. And, yeah, it was 55-51 where Cedar Rapids Washington got that. But if you remember, I think Wash had a fairly good lead in that ball game, and Kennedy came back at the end and made it close, made a run at him there. So, again, they're capable. Both these ball clubs are capable of scoring in streaks and putting good runs together.
Cougars are going to be shorthanded tonight. They did suffer an injury last night. Senior Derek Gerling sprained an ankle in that win against Waterloo East, and he will not be available for the Cougars tonight.
No, starting point guard that is missing on senior night of all nights for him. It's a tough break for him. And he's been playing well coming into this basketball game. You hate that when you see that happen to anybody, especially a senior coming down the stretch in February. They said he tried it after school today. He tried to run on it. They said it just wasn't going to happen. So they're hoping Tuesday night they get him back again.
For the Washington Warriors, they're going to try a little bit different lineup tonight, as they're going to put in a sophomore, 6'6", Nolan Potter, Terrific football season the young man had, and he's going to get inserted into the starting lineup. Just looking for a spark, I think, for Coach Decker in his first season for the Washington Warriors. Just try a few things as you get ready to go into the postseason.
Yeah, and that way you can bring Dallas Hobbs off the bench. He had been the one who had been starting prior to this one. So, like you say, maybe you tweak some things, you do some things differently to see what happens come out there. And they're also going to be playing a sophomore, too, Colin Westmoreland. Guard play, about 5'8". He's been playing with the varsity as of late. He's going to see some minutes too, so we'll see how that factors into tonight's game as well.
The Cougars coming off the win last night at 6-10, Washington at 5-10. And these two teams are going to be going in different directions as far as the sub-states are concerned. Kennedy is going to be in, believe it or not, the exact same grouping that they were in last year as far as the 4A sub-states are concerned. And for Washington, they're going to be they're in there with the Iowa City schools, with Iowa City West and City High. And interesting for Kennedy tonight, they may keep one eye on what's happening between Waterloo West and Cedar Rapids Xavier. Cougars are big Xavier fans tonight, because if Xavier beats Waterloo West, Kennedy will get the number 4 seed, and West will get the 5th seed. If Waterloo West beats Xavier, then Kennedy slips to a number 5 seed. And it just depends. They're going to try to play doubleheaders in the first round of 4A this year, the way it sounds from the Iowa High School Athletic Association. So if Kennedy gets a home game, so be it. If not, they'll be at least at a neutral site.
Yeah, they will. And so that's what you get this time of year. You look at that. The snow put a little crimp in that, I think, in that whole seeding process and the Tuesday night ball games. But this is the fun time of year where you try to take care of your own business, but yet sometimes you have other teams that are going to decide your fate a little bit in that regard. And look at that Cedar Rapids Xavier team, Scott. They've been playing very, very well, not to get away from these two teams, but they would definitely be the favorite going into that basketball game against Waterloo West.
Waterloo East is going to be the number 3 seed. Marshalltown will be the number 6 seed in there. And then 1 and 2 are going to be Linmar or Cedar Falls. In what order, we don't know. Linmar has to win tonight against City High and hope for a Cedar Falls loss this evening for the Lions to go up to the number 1 seed in that particular sub-state. Washington knows their first round opponent. It's going to be the third go-around between Wash Jeff coming up in the playoff.
Yeah, and boy, that's a scary team too. Both these teams going into the postseason, neither one of them are going to have real glittery records, but you know, Cedar Rapids Jefferson coming on, they've got 6 wins now, I believe, going into tonight's game against Iowa City West. So, you know, it's just going to be a battle between those two inner-city ball clubs.
Washington being led by Keon Wills in scoring. He's picked it up as of late at 14.4 points per game. Hunter Strait at 13 points per ball game. For Kennedy, they've got Derek Diggins, 14 points last night, along with Drake Brewster, both in double figures. Diggins at about 13 and Brewster at about 12 points per game. And the MO for these two teams this year has been spotty shooting. We're not used to Kennedy being at around 40% as a team, and Washington, they're down at 39% shooting as a team, and the Warriors have only shot at 27% from beyond the three-point arc this year.
That makes it tough, Scott, because they've got good size, Cedar Rapids, Washington does, and they could, maybe you think that they could get something going in the lane area, and that's a focus tonight that they're going to try and get going against Kennedy early, is to get the ball inside. But they just don't shoot it well. When they have shot it well from the perimeter, they have been effective. And Keon Wills, he's one of the few players out there from three-point land. He's shooting about 33%, 28 of 86 on the year. So he's going to put it up quite a bit. And Hunter Strait as well, he drops down a little bit percentage-wise. He's only been 13 out of 52. Those are going to be your main three-point shooters for Cedar Rapids, Washington. But if they ever could connect, Scott, consistently from the perimeter, from three-point range, boy, that would really open things up in the interior for them.
High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union again here tonight. And a big thanks to Dan Hillers, Tom Charlstrom, everybody at First Federal for helping us out. being the presenting sponsor of high school football and high school basketball for you right here on KGYM. Coming up at halftime of this game, we'll talk with Tony Viss, the Kennedy girls basketball coach, after their victory 64-58 earlier on tonight over Cedar Rapids, Washington. But we get ready for the boys game. We already got some scores as we're off to a little bit of a late start here tonight for this one due to senior night. And by the way, you are listening to high school basketball tonight at 1600 AM, the historic main gym, KGYM, Cedar Rapids, Iowa. Jefferson and Iowa City West going at it. And it's hot shooting Iowa City West off to a good start, 34-16 over a Jefferson team that's been playing great ball as of late. Yeah, Wallert and Hempstead going at it after one low-scoring game. Dubuque Wallert leading Dubuque Hempstead 7-6. And in the game, girls game going on at 107.5 and 106.3 FM. First quarter, Linmar leading Iowa City High 14-10. That is early on. So we'll keep you updated on all the scores throughout the evening tonight.
Well, it's a fun time of year, Scott, when you get into February. Everybody's trying to rev it up. Get ready for the run to Des Moines if they can get things going and push and make a push in that positive direction.
Now we know the 1A and 2A pairings. 3A and 4A will come out on Monday of next week. And if you do the mathematical formulas like we have, you can come up with who's going to play who, at least in 4A. 3A is a little bit harder because they also bring geography into that equation a little bit. So, but we'll know it all coming up on Monday.
Well, when you look around in the area, you talked about some of the 4As. You know, Xavier's our other 3A team. We mentioned how well they're playing right now. Another 3A team in the area, Marion. I think they know they're going to be probably playing West Delaware.
Yep.
And probably up at Wallert, I believe. And then Wallert and Independence would be the other two in that doubleheader up there.
Yep, and that will probably be up in Dubuque, as both teams going through their warm-ups here as we get closer and closer to the start of our game here tonight. Let's go ahead and set our starting lineups, and they are presented and brought to you by Skogman Carlson Insurance, 3700 First Avenue in Cedar Rapids for home, auto, life, farm, and health. For the visiting Washington Warriors, they come in with a record of 5-10 on the year and 2-8 in the Mississippi Valley Conference, and they will go with this group tonight at forward position. It'll be number 23, Ian Thomas, 5'9 junior, all-district football linebacker for the Warriors, averaging 6.5 points per game on the hardwood. Also at a forward, getting the start tonight, another terrific football season, number 34, Nolan Potter, 6'6 and a sophomore, and Potter averaging 1 point per game. Averaging a double-double in the middle for Washington, number 32, Lavici Williams, a 6'5 senior, 13.8 points and 10.1 rebounds a game for Williams. And the guards will be number 5, Hunter Strait, 6 feet even and a sophomore at 13.1 points per game. And also Anagar, number 3, the leading scorer for the Warriors at 14.4 a game, Keon Wills, 6'1 and a senior with 28 made threes on the year, leading Cedar Rapids, Washington in that three-point shooting department. The head coach in his first year for the Washington Warriors is Justin Decker, assisted by Dan Ryan. And now the starting lineups brought to you by Skogman Carlson Insurance for the Cougars of Cedar Rapids Kennedy, 6-10 on the year and 4-7 in the Mississippi Valley Conference. For the Cougars, they will go with the three-guard lineup. At one guard, it'll be number 24, Derek Diggins, the 6'2 sophomore, leading Kennedy at 13.1 points per game, second on the team with 21 made threes and pulling down 4.2 rebounds per game. Also, at a guard, it'll be number 10, Matt Burst. Burst, a 6'1 junior, averaging 5.1 points per ball game. And the third guard will be Michael Bassenius, 6 foot senior, number 30, averaging 7.1 points per game. Leads Kennedy with 29 made threes on the year, shooting 34%. From distance. And up front, at a forward, it'll be number 2, Drake Brewster, 6'5 and a junior at 12 points per ball game. Also leading rebounder, just under 5. And at center, number 43, Adam Wall, the 6'10, the senior. And Wall averaging 2.3 points and just under 3 rebounds per game. Head coach for the Kennedy Cougars in his third season is John McCowan, assisted by Larry Williams, Jeff Rubis, and Ben Ethier. Officials tonight led by Brent Sharp. Scharf, Koala, and Jaspers. Kennedy in the home white with the green and gold trim.
Jim Koala.
And it will be Washington in their road red with the blue and white trim. Keys to our boys game tonight, Phil.
Well, we touched on one of them a little bit. Wash for them. They're going to try and establish an interior presence early in the ball game if they can. They want to get it inside. They want to see if they can get Kennedy in foul trouble. Kennedy, they're consistent this year. Their consistent part of their game has been on defense. They need to get that going. But then how is Derek Diggins going to step into the starting role again? He started before. He went to the bench early in the season. Now with the injury out there, they're going to come back with him in the starting lineup. We'll see if he gets off to an early start.
It'll be Wall at 6'10 to tip it up against Lavici Williams. Listed at 6'6, but there's not a lot of difference between those two in the center circle.
No, that'll be fun inside. You know, Wall got in foul trouble early last night against 6'7 player from Waterloo East. I'm sure Coach McCowan's going to want to try and avoid that here tonight.
Set to go, Mr. Jaspers with the ball in the air and the tip control by the Washington Warriors as we're underway in front of a nice crowd here tonight at Kennedy on senior night. Cougars will start things off man-to-man. Keon Wills fakes the three. Burst picks him up. Quick pass to the corner and out of straight as they work it outside the arc. Kennedy jumping and switching all over the place in that jump and switch man defense. And Warriors being patient here.
They're going to look inside. They're going to move the ball from side to side, try to get into Williams.
They get it inside to Williams. Can't get the layup to go, though, from the right block. And the rebound out of there to Matt Burst. Diggins up ahead to Brewster. As Kennedy will attack the bucket to our left, and Washington will pick him up in the man. Burst holds it, hands it back to Diggins. This game was played in the 50s the first time around. We'll see what happens here. Burst guarded by Thomas. Brewster up top, turns, puts it on the floor against Williams, goes between the legs with it, stops, spins, goes up off the glass, and scores with the right hand.
Patience by Burst individually that time. By Gardner, I should say, or Brewster, I should say. He's a shot fake, spinning around, get the finish.
2-0 in favor of Kennedy. Kick to the corner. Thomas open three, and he connects.
Well, Thomas can go, and anybody can get going from behind the three-point line for a watch. It'll be a big plus.
Only a 22% three-point shooter, but he bangs that one down. It's 3-2 Warriors. Diggins inside, double pump, hanger, rimming in and out. No, out of bounds, going to go to the Warriors. Off Matt Burst.
Diggins breaking down the defender, trying to get into the lane area, get it up, but he didn't get the roll off the rim.
No Kennedy pressure, and now Burst comes back to pick up Hunter Strait just a little bit. Good matchup there. Burst, a very good defender. Strait stop and go move, takes it in all the way, hot the glass, no, with the scoop layup. Tipped out, though, by Nolan Potter, and Washington gets it. Wills, good pass inside to Potter. Can't finish, though, with the layup, and here comes Kennedy out of there with it.
Well, they got two point-blank looks in their first two possessions on offense, but they weren't able to finish.
Warriors, though, with the 3-2 lead. Diggins off the 1-4 look as Kennedy is going to go to the bench. Brewster outside the arc to Burst. He'll put up the three and hits it.
Well, Thomas was playing off him. He just squared it up, knocked it down.
He's a 41% three-point shooter. And Kennedy up 5-3 here. Strait walks it across the timeline. Starter dribble coming left. Thomas, back over right of the circle. Wills fakes, now goes to Williams, playing outside. Now drives in, spin move, right block. Follow a jumper, curls in. 10-footer for Lavici Williams, showing range.
And you get another extra point maybe there for difficulty, Scott. That was a difficult shot, the spin move going away from the basket.
5-5, Diggins doubled up top. Gets out of it, over to Bassinius. He'll pop out for three, in and out, no, and the rebound to Potter. Hooks the pass out to Strait. Drives on Bassinius. Picked up by the double team. Ball tipped away. Goes into the backcourt. Still loose. And the Warriors finally corral it back there. And Washington basketball. Wills on the baseline drive. Cut off by the double team. Knocked away by Burst. Stolen by Diggins.
Quick hands by Burst out there. Digging at it. Popping it loose.
On the drive. Diggins all the way in. Forces up the shot. No. Beat Lavici Williams the other way. 4-on-3 break. Kennedy does a good job getting back to Williams. He'll go up with a jumper, left it short from 17. And Brewster with a rebound.
Cougar's going to be patient this time. Brewster's going to bring it up himself.
You're going to see a whole flock of Cougars getting ready to come in. Brewster isolated up top, drives on Williams, takes it in all the way, and scores with the left hand.
They like the matchup. Like, you can tell that early on. Coach McCollum likes that matchup with Williams guarding Brewster.
7-5 lead for Kennedy. Straight brings it up against Burst. Comes off the high ball screen. Over to Thomas, fakes on Wall. Drives, lost the ball for a moment. Now goes baseline again, all the way under. Over to Wills, and he misses badly on the three.
Wall collects the rebound on the backside.
And out of there with it for Kennedy. Diggins. Cougar basketball up by two as Kennedy is going to bring in a whole new five, I think. Burst steps back beyond the three and hits.
Oh, got some room up top. The defender plays off. He's not afraid to pull the trigger.
And a 10-5 lead now for the Cougars as they put up two straight threes courtesy of Matthew Burst. Wills at the far hash mark. Takes it between the circles. Kennedy up by five. They dump it inside to Williams. Gets doubled. Kick out to Wills. Open three and ring it up for Keon Wills.
Inside out that time. Avicii Williams with the assist.
Cougars by two, 10-8. Wills first basket of the night. Brewster a little shake and bake. Couldn't get it. Gets it to Burst. High post now to Wall. With Potter on him. Off the clear out. Starts to take him baseline. Back up top to Bassinius. Popped away. Almost stolen by Strait. And Kennedy will keep it. Brewster bounced right of the lane. Wall had it stripped away from behind by Potter, and then a foul, I think, on Wall trying to get it back.
Just one of those heads-up play by Potter, scrapping at the ball and knocking it loose, creating a turnover.
And five new players coming in for Kennedy. Sean Beyer will come in. Cougars have a line change. 6'5 senior, the future Hawkeye football player. Matt Gardner will come in, 6'3 senior. Jackson Foley will come in, 5'5 sophomore. Nick Deere comes in, 6'1 junior. And Malik Haynes, number one, the 6-foot junior. So the second five in there for the Cougars. Noah Dawson in now for the Washington Warriors. Inside turnaround hook by Dallas Hobbs, who just came in short. Warriors offensive rebound. Back outside, three on the way, no good. And Beyer clears the board for Kennedy.
And Beyer coming up with that ankle injury he had earlier this year. He's getting more explosive with each passing day.
Dallas Hobbs coming off the bench, the 6'6 senior. Warriors are tremendous at offensive rebounding. There's a plus and a minus to that, though. It means you miss a lot of shots.
Yeah, and they go up and they get after it. You got to really focus on screening out, get a body on somebody.
Foley being guarded by Strait. They try to bounce it inside to Beyer, but he got hooked up with Hobbs, and Kennedy throws it away. Second turnover. Wills, couple of jab steps. A drive and a kick out to Dawson. The senior puts it on the floor. Drives. Good. Cross-court pass now to Wills. Up top to Strait. He goes up with a leaner. Missed it badly from 15. Offensive rebound. Warriors. Dawson couldn't finish. And Beyer with the board for Kennedy. Foley to Gardner to the corner. Haynes a ball fake. Up top to Beyer. Free throw line. And he missed badly. Here comes Washington the other way. We've had a lot of wayward shots here in the last 2 minutes.
A lot of shots that haven't even hit the rim. Lucky to hit the backboard.
Minute 14 to play, first quarter. Wills between the legs with a dribble. Spins against a double team, lost it. He tried to force it in there. Deer came away with a steal.
And Foley going to back it up, get the call from Coach McCollum.
10-8 in favor of Kennedy. Foley at 5-5. To Deere, circles the lane, Foley, back up top to Haynes, left of the key. Picks it up, Dawson on him. Deere guarded by Strait, pass behind Gardner, stolen by Williams. Here comes Williams one-on-one, finishes off a nice crossover move.
A nice job by Williams, anticipating that pass, and then this turnover leads to the runout.
Five in a row now by the Warriors. Half a minute to play here in the game's first quarter, and it's 10-10. Haynes starts to drive and throws it in the corner and threw it away behind Foley.
Right now, Kennedy often a little bit discombobulated out there, not reading the cuts very well.
Deere comes out. Haynes comes out for Kennedy. As back in will be Brewster and Diggins. 10-10 game here. And Wash will go for the last shot.
Both teams been playing man-to-man the entire ball game.
Straight standing dribble out by the center line. 5 second count on. And gets away from it for a moment. 7 seconds. Ball handling. Goes crossover. Kick outside. And here is Jackson for three. No good. Rebound on the weak side. Loose out of bounds. And that's it for the first quarter. After one, Cedar Rapids, Washington 10. Cedar Rapids, Kennedy 10. We'll come back with the second quarter. After this 1 minute timeout, you're listening to Boys High School Basketball right here on KGYM.
Mind blown. This is Gigability. Internet at the speed of now. Exclusively from Imon Communications. Gigability, with internet speeds up to 1 gig, gives you the freedom to play, surf, stream, or binge watch your way. No matter how many devices your family has firing at once, Imon Gigability has you covered. Get gigified. Visit imon.net/gigability or call 298-6484 to sign up today. Imon Gigability is now available in residential fiber-to-the-home areas of Cedar Rapids, Marion, and Hiawatha.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Since 1926, First Federal Credit Union has served the community with the knowledge and solutions that meet the changing needs of our members at every stage of their lives. Whatever your personal or financial goals, First Federal Credit Union can make your dreams a reality. Learn more about First Federal Credit Union at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, it's possible. Member NCUA.
Scott Udash, Phil Dunn, back with you here at Cedar Rapids Kennedy as we get ready to start the second quarter. Cougar basketball in a 10-10 game. Matt Burst back in there. Brewster top of the key. Dawson playing off him, off the clear out. Vicinia starts to drive, takes it back into the corner as Washington will come out in the man-to-man. Brewster in there, Diggins, Vicinius, Burst, and Wall for Kennedy. They're starting five. Again, playing without Derek Gerling tonight. Off the injury in last night's win over Waterloo East. Dawson, Wills, Blake Jackson, Hobbs, and straight in there for Washington. Now it's Kennedy's turn to be patient. They've held it for 40 seconds. Double up top of the free throw line. Burst had it popped away, stolen. Lead pass, Wills, chases it down underneath, goes up with the reverse, had it blocked by Brewster. Here comes Kennedy the other way.
Had a chance for the easy transition basket, but they just threw the ball a little too far.
Played a minute here in quarter number two. We're tied at 10. Vicinius outside the arc as they work the triangle left. Back it comes to Burst. Malik Jackson into the game, as we mentioned, for Washington. 5'11 junior guard. Now the Cougars will set it up. 1-4 look. Diggins turns down the shot. Now they go in the high post. Brewster fakes, drives in, goes up with a leaner, got it. Got his man in the air and scored.
Well, the Cougars have got to be lucky that they got Brewster on the floor tonight. He's been most of their offense.
He's got six of their 12. And it's a 12-10 Kennedy lead as Potter will get ready to come in along with Williams for Washington. Jackson over to straight near side corner. Burst picks him up in the man-to-man. Hand off, and now straight will push the pass over to Jackson. Far corner to Wills. Pops up for three, and he buries it from the far corner.
Ran the baseline that time off some screens and the ball reversal. They found him in the corner.
Keon Wills, second triple. He's got six. Wash back up one, 13-12. Cougar basketball. Burst left of the circle. Holds it outside the golden arc. Hands it back to Brewster. He'll set it up. One-on-one with Dawson. Goes crossover on the drive and reach foul on the double team by Malik Jackson.
Could be a baseline out of bounds underneath for the Cougars on the floor.
Byard Gardner back in for Kennedy, and Williams and Potter back in for Washington.
Been a pretty clean game so far as fouls, Sky. Both teams with only one.
Kennedy down one inbounds. They get it to Bassinius with Williams picking him up on the baseline. Over to Bassinius. Deep three in NBA are no good, and the deep kicker chased down by Levici Williams of Washington.
Ooh, a little close on over and back there.
But it wasn't. 5:25 to play here in the first half. Jackson between the legs with it. Standing dribble with the left hand. Brewster coming out on him. Far hash mark, Dawson. Potter now turns free throw line with Byer on him. Two football guys going at it there. Straight on the drive, gets a double team. Back out it comes. Jackson for three, and he hits. And who says Washington's not a good three-point shooting
team?
We
talked about that in the pregame, and now all of a sudden they're finding their mark.
Four of their six buckets from three-point land, and Diggins bailed out as he ran out of real estate on the baseline.
Yeah, they call Hunter straight for the body, I believe it was down there. Could have led to a turnover, though. That no calls made. Looked like it was probably going to be a turnover going the other way.
Team foul number two against the Warriors. Kennedy with only one. And it'll be the Cougars to inbound with Diggins. Looking. Bullet pass down in the block. Turn around left-hand hook. Left short by Brewster. Got his own rebound and the putback good for Drake Brewster, who's got his fourth field goal.
And he continues to work around the basket. That's where he's getting his points.
16-14. Washington lead down to two. Stop and go move. Kick to the corner. Jackson for three. No good, too strong. Nice rebound by Dawson. And had a block from behind. Out of bounds by Beyer. And the Warriors right now are owning the offensive board.
They're getting a lot of second chance opportunities in there, Scott. Noah Dawson working hard. Lavici Williams gets to the glass. Every one of those players out there is capable of having a big night on the board.
Noah Dawson checks out, gets a big hand from the Warrior bench. As Washington will bring Ian Thomas and Nolan Potter back in. Warrior basketball up two. 4.5 to play here in the first half. Straight, angles left with it. Over to Thomas, outside the arc. Brewster checks in. They play catch with it. Now to straight between the rings. Jackson looking inside. Dump pass. Nice catch against a double team by Potter. And he got fouled. Either Brewster behind or Foley up front.
He gave it to Foley, I believe.
Foley picks up his first team.
Digging down from the top, trying to get in and help in the post.
The 5'5 sophomore helping out in the post. Inbound pass for the Warriors comes out to straight, and they'll set it up. Off the clear out. Yo-yo's the dribble behind the back, brings it out, and he'll set it up in the center circle. Burst on him. Jackson over at the far hash mark, and we're going to get a timeout taken by the Warriors.
30-second timeout.
Going to call 30 out there. Get a set. Didn't like what was happening offensively out there.
For the Warriors, number three, Keon Wills.
He's going to get Keon Wills back into the game as well right now for Washington.
He had been doing pretty well from beyond the three-point line out there.
So a 16-14 lead right now for Washington. 4 three-pointers so far in the game for Washington.
Yeah, Ian Thomas started it with one of them from the corner. And you got Keon Wills shooting the ball from beyond the three-point line. Malik Jackson, different players stepping up, doing the job for him.
And Washington will bring out Wills, Potter, Straight, Thomas, and Lavici Williams. Kennedy looking for back-to-back wins, looking for their seventh win of the year. Wash looking for their sixth. Warriors looking to sweep the series. They won the opening game 55-51. Straight, angles right with a dribble. Off the top of the key to the corner. Thomas for three, and he hits it again.
Well, that was where he hit it from earlier in the ball game. He likes that spot.
Washington by five, their biggest lead, 19-14. Diggins driving left of the lane, cut off by Wills, up top to Brewster at the top of the circle.
Kennedy's problem right now is that he's offensively at the offensive end. Defensively, not too bad. They just got to find a spark on down here.
Diggins drives, leaves it for Wall. Dump pass down low. Brewster turns, puts it up with the right hand. No. Rebound burst, goes up with a reverse and got it.
Matt Burst on his third rebound of the ball game. Good effort play there.
19-16, a rare Kennedy offensive turnover. Stop and go move. Williams into the lane, and a blocking foul called.
That was close. Coach McCowan, I think, thought he was there. He's not going to get the call, though.
I think close, but I think he was moving just a little bit.
It's hard out there, Scott, when that offensive player is lowering their shoulder. It's hard for that defensive player to get that spot.
Warriors up by three. 3 minutes to play here in the opening half. Thomas picked up by Foley over in the corner. Good dump pass inside Williams. Pump fake, goes up and scores over Wall.
That time he power dribbled to get his gathered himself and went up strong over the taller Wall.
21-16. Foley lost it for a moment, picks it back up.
Far corner, Brewster looking for the cutter. Little jab step, fakes, shake and bake move. Now kicks it back out to Burst, who's got a couple three-pointers. Off the dribble, rises for the jumper. No from 17. Here comes Washington the other way. Wills trying to go between the legs with it and got it back. Now left open. He'll hoist up the three. Back iron, no, and Brewster takes the rebound away from his teammate Burst.
That was a long shot by Wills up there. I don't know if Coach Decker liked that look.
21-16, 2:12 to play. Dump down low to Wall, give back to Gardner. Now inside to Burst, and he was fouled on the catch by Thomas. Thomas raises his hand. We haven't seen that in a long time.
Old school, Scott.
That's old school.
It's back when you and I played.
Remember those days?
Yeah.
Officials look at you. You better raise your hand and get technical.
He didn't want to show him up.
Glad they got rid of that rule. Kennedy basketball, down by five. Diggins inside, posting up, traveled with it. Diggins has not scored in this game yet.
Leading scorer for the Cougars, and he started this basketball game. He's just having a problem out there offensively, getting any kind of rhythm going.
Warriors have done a good job on him, too.
And Washington being extremely patient with the basketball. Scott walking it up the floor one more time.
21-16, straight coming off the high ball screen, kick to the corner to Thomas. Kennedy doubling up whenever they can. Williams puts it on the floor, drives on Bassinius, and an offensive foul on Williams.
Now that time Bassinius there, and Williams lowered that shoulder. Easy call for the official.
First on Levici, and team foul number four on Washington. And it'll be Kennedy ball with a minute 42 to play here in the half.
Foley at the point, Diggins to the off guard.
21-16. Diggins off the clear out. Now up top, Bassinius coming off the screen. Foley looking inside. Now Kennedy will reset. Warriors have been playing good man-to-man. Brewster up top, gives it to Bassinius. Yo-yo's dribble top of the key. High catch by Foley along the sideline. And now to Diggins, and he'll back it out. Keon Wills on him. Comes off the Beyer ball screen. Goes crossover. High arching pull-up jumper and got it just inside the left free throw line.
Maybe that'll get him going right before the half here, Scott.
21-18. And that was a... Boy, I tell you what, that really unnerves you defensively when you play really well for 40 seconds and they hit a tough shot.
Yeah, it was a difficult shot. Fading away. Created that all on his own.
Will spin move right free throw line extended. Now backs it off. Gets it over to Thomas with 40 seconds to play in the half. Warriors might go for one here. They're going to have the ball to start the second half, too. And the bad pass to the corner off the hands of Strait.
Well, Brewster's trying to walk it down.
23 seconds to play. Brings it up against Williams, face guarding him all over the place. 15 seconds. They clear it out for Diggins. Over to Foley, out of the free throw line. Brewster turns, had it knocked away by Williams. Got it back. Warriors won an offensive foul, didn't get it.
I say play on. They're going to have to get a shot up. There's not, no, they're running out of time.
Here's Diggins. He'll force it up for three, and it's short at the end of the first half of play. Toward halftime, a low-scoring affair. It's Cedar Rapids, Washington, 21. And Cedar Rapids, Kennedy, 18. And we'll come back, talk halftime with you after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball from KGYN.
You know how well we take care of you and your business when you need new locks or a rekey, but maybe you don't realize that at John's Lock and Key, we also provide complete commercial security. Yep, alarm systems, closed-circuit TVs, and access control. You already know and trust us, so from a competitive bid to installation and excellent technical support, we'll always be here. Call us for a bid on your new business security system. John's Lock and Key, First Avenue in Cedar Rapids, protecting what matters most.
Data is the techie word for information. Your kids' social security numbers, employees' health information, or customers' tax ID numbers. One little computer virus, an innocently mishandled email, or ill-intentioned hacker could mean big trouble and costs. Skogman Carlson Insurance is ready to protect you with their cyber liability coverage. You have a person who will explain how their cyber liability coverage can help you if there's ever a data breach. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person, a real one. Meet yours at youhaveaperson.com.
Welcome back to Kennedy at halftime. Boys game, the score at the break. Washington 21 and Kennedy 18. Scott Unash, Phil Dunn with you. And this game played at, I think it's a pace that these two teams want to play in the first half, Phil, but for Washington, they just played outstanding defense. Hell, Derek Diggins to 2 points so far. And the Warriors are hitting threes tonight.
Yeah, they that was one of their weaknesses coming into the ball game. They hadn't shot it very well from behind the three-point line. But they found their mark, and they got into a little bit of a rhythm, and they're going pretty strong out there now, Scott. And, you know, Kennedy's inability to really get much going outside of Brewster, you know, he's got 8 of their 18 points. Somebody else is going to have to step up for the Cougars.
Take a look at the scoring in the first half. For Washington, they got three players of 6 points apiece. Ian Thomas, 2 3-pointers at 6. Keon Wills, 2 3-pointers at 6. LaVici Williams with 6 points on 3 2-point goals. And then 3 points off the bench from Malik Jackson on a 3-point goal for the Warrior total of 21. For Kennedy, Matt Burst with 8, including a pair of 3-point goals. Drake Brewster with 8 points. And Derek Diggins held to 2 points in the first half of play. We didn't have a free throw shot in the first half by either team. Washington with 5 threes in the first half, and Kennedy with 2. Bench scoring right now is 3-0 in favor of Washington, and throw it to you for rebounding.
Well, Scott, this was a pretty quick one here, too. It's 10-10 in the total rebounds in this ball game. For Cedar Rapids Kennedy, they have being led by Drake Brewster with 4, Matthew Burst with 3 rebounds, Sean Beyer with 2 off the bench, and Adam Wall with 1. 2 offensive, 8 defensive, total of 10 for the Cougars. For Cedar Rapids Washington, LaVici Williams has 1/2 of their rebounds. He leads them with 5. He's got game high honors right now. Noah Dawson with 2, and Nolan Potter and Kian Williams each contributing 1 rebound. 2 dead ball team rebounds for Washington, and 4 offensive, 6 defense. Total of 10 for the Warriors.
All right, I'm going to let you hand the headsets off to Tony Viss, the Kennedy girls basketball coach. They won earlier tonight 64-58 for their senior night here over Cedar Rapids, Washington. As Kennedy wins their 16th, they go to 16-3 on the year and 9-2 in the conference. And, how was your pizza? How was your late night snack tonight?
I've had better.
But hey, anytime you win, it's a nice meal, right?
Yeah, anytime you win, you know, the pizza's tastes a little bit better.
This was a hard-fought one. You knew it was going to be. Washington's been playing awfully well, and you guys, first of all, you had to take care of the ball, and aside from, I think, just 2 turnovers against the pressure, you did a great job.
Yeah, I was very pleased with the way that we took care of the basketball. Our press break worked well against it. You know, those guys play so hard, and they're so well-versed in that press. We try to run the same press, and you couldn't tell. I mean, theirs is at a point, and Frank's done it for years, and he's a great coach at it, but theirs is at a point that we would like to one day get to. But tonight I thought we did an excellent job of handling, you know, a situation where Hayden gets 2 fouls, and you got to go, you know, with some backup kids at the point guard position. I thought those kids did a great job of providing us with poise. Our bench tonight, I can't say enough good things. Hamilton had 11. Vasky provided us with some good minutes, and I thought Olivia Helwig was very solid all night long as well.
Yeah, and you mentioned Ashley Hamilton. 3 big 3-pointers, too, to help out.
You know, they joke with her and call her Steph Curry, but, you know, she shoots over 40% from the three, and it's just kind of funny because she hangs out around there, and, you know, the next thing you know, you double off of Layla, and Layla kicks it out to her, and, you know, she's steady out there and knocks it down. I mean, if you had to give me a kid to knock down a three at the last, you know, last few seconds of a game, she'd be right up there on her team.
Sydney got you a good start. I think she hit the first 10 or first 8 of the game for you. And you never know what's going to happen on senior night, but seniors came out and played well.
Yeah, I told our kids after the game, I said, obviously I've coached a long time. Just look at my hairline and the color of my hair. And I said, we've lost a number of these, trust me, because we haven't been able to handle our emotions. And I thought the seniors did a great job of being able to handle their emotions. Sydney, like you mentioned, got us off to a great start. I think she scored our first 10. And then there was no way that second foul was on her, but that's irregardless. You know, and so we ended up having to go go to our bench after that, and I thought Layla stepped up and played well. Linden got us a big basket in the second half, and Carly was steady all night long for us as well. And I don't remember how many she had, five or six, but you know, she's been really solid for us since about the beginning of January. We know what we're getting out of her about every night.
And Layla with 20 points tonight, had to be close to 10 rebounds, I know.
Yeah, I haven't been able to see it. I might do that here shortly, go put in our stats for the night. But you know, she just does so much for us, whether it's scoring or handling the ball or rebounding the ball or assisting or whatever. You know, I was joking with the guy that was doing an interview on her the other day. She does about everything except sell popcorn and programs. But she leads us in a lot of different stats, you know, and just is a fantastic player.
One of the big factors was you got Washington in foul trouble. Clark and Puck. Puck fouled out early in the fourth quarter, and definitely they're a different team without those two.
Yeah, I mean, Clark, I was talking with Dr. Plagman in between the games, and I don't know of a kid that has more heart, you know, inch by inch. I mean, that kid plays with so much heart. I really respect how hard she plays. You know, when she went out there in the third quarter with her fourth foul, we were able to hop into our press and get some turnovers and be able to get the lead. I would never say it's comfortable because it's never comfortable with them, but at least a little bit of a cushion if you have a turnover or two in a row. And they just do such a nice job, her and Puck. And those guys getting in foul trouble, I think Inyola fouled out as well. And that was huge for us because, if I remember correctly, their ninth foul was a two-shot foul with Layla. And that, from there on out, we shot two the rest of the way.
Yeah, it was very big. And well, now you know where you're going to go as far as the regionals are concerned. Happy, sad, indifferent?
You know, wherever we went, 5A is so deep this year. You know, wherever we went, we knew we were going to have to beat somebody good. The one thing that's interesting, and I did not know this, finally found it out today, is that you could be seeded one, but if you lose a game and the other team keeps winning, they can usurp you. So, for example, let's say that we get knocked off Tuesday, and I hope I just didn't jinx us, I'm sorry, but if we get knocked off Tuesday and Davenport North wins out, Davenport North will host the regional final. I did not know that. I thought when they were set, but Greg Bodensteiner at Waverly said that to me the other day, so I emailed the Girls Union today, and that was the response that I got back, is that it is able to fluctuate where you can go from being a one and you can drop to a two.
Interesting.
That is very interesting.
Well, and tell you what, playing Wash tonight and playing Jason on Tuesday night, and Jefferson is going to give you good practice against what North's going to bring because they got athleticism.
Oh, yeah. You know, I looked. I think their third leading score is 14 a game. You know, that's unbelievable. And then the Houston kids going to Iowa. I still think Stowers might be their MVP, though, that guard. And then Bradford finishes around the basket about as good as anybody I've ever seen, and she's only a sophomore. They've got another kid that's about 5'6" that plays so tremendously hard, just has a big motor. But, yeah, I mean, they do a lot of the same things defensively and offensively as what those two teams will do. And the other thing that it does for us as well, you know, we've been in this thing of the sophomores play, then we play. Now we get to play first, and that's what it'll be like in the tournament. You come in, you play that one game.
So a little bit getting ready for that tournament run. Well, enjoy this one for a little bit. Have another slice of pizza, and we will see you over at Jeff on Tuesday night.
I appreciate that, Scott. Thanks for all your coverage that you do for the high school athletics in the area. You guys do a fantastic job.
All right. Thanks, Tony. Tony Viss, head coach of the Kennedy girls basketball team, as they won it earlier tonight over Washington 64-58. And we're at halftime, and it's 21-18 of the boys' game as Washington leads Cedar Rapids Kennedy here at the break. Both teams back out and going through their warm-ups as we get ready for half number two. A reminder, coming up on Tuesday night, big night of basketball, another doubleheader. We'll have it for you, same scenario. 107.5 FM for the girls' game between Kennedy and Jefferson. And then the boys game will be on both 1600 AM and 107.5 FM for you on Tuesday night, Kennedy and the Jayhawks. And then on 106.3 FM coming up on Tuesday night, second go-around this year between Dubuque-Wallert and Iowa City West. Wallert winning that first one, West looking for the win in the second time around. So that'll be coming up on Tuesday night. And Phil, let me bring you back in. Be interesting to see if we play the second half at this same deliberate tempo as we did the first half.
Well, and both teams seem comfortable doing it out there, Scott. You know, neither one of them seemed like they were trying to push the ball and just couldn't get it going. They were walking it up the floor. Really nobody looking for transition baskets out there. And if you're Coach Decker, that's what you want to have happen. You want to just keep going, pounding it in the interior. One thing, Scott, we mentioned briefly, but you wonder how much Kennedy is a little bit out of sync offensively without having Derek Gerling out there, your senior point guard, your leader on the floor.
Not playing tonight. Sprained an ankle in the Waterloo East win last night. Underway with half number two here from Kennedy. Glad to have you with us here on KGYM, high above the bleachers here at the Kennedy Gym. Cougars come out in the man-to-man. Dumped down low to Williams. Backs his way in right of the lane. Doubled. Skip pass over the top. Gets it to Thomas outside the arc left wing. Thomas, Hunter straight, Keon Wills, Nolan Potter, and LaVici Williams, the five for Washington. And for Kennedy, as Thomas drives, kicks it out right wing. Three on the way, right through. Very good offensive set that time by the Warriors, and Hunter straight with the triple.
Got his feet set, able to get behind the basketball, behind the pass, and square up and put it in.
Washington's biggest lead, six. Vicinius on the head and shoulder fake, goes back door to Brewster for the easy layup.
Easiest basket of the entire ball game for either team there, Scott. Well executed.
24-20. Kennedy with Matt Burst in there, Derek Diggins, Drake Brewster, Adam Wall. Also, it is Michael Bassinius in there for the Cougars. Dump pass inside, trying to force it into a double team. Was straight. It's tipped out of bounds. It'll stay Warrior basketball.
Well, Kennedy stays in that man-to-man, Scott. That's one of the things that you can expect from Kennedy, what they're going to be doing out there. And instead, switching man-to-man causes some confusion.
Wills off the dribble. Pull-up jumper, no good. Tip, no good by Williams on the weak side. And Brewster with a rebound for the Cougars. Derek Diggins walking it up. Quick hook pass inside, and it's tipped away and stolen. And Williams lost the dribble for a moment, but gets it back. Turnover number seven on Kennedy, unofficially. Warriors up by four with the ball. Wills over into corner. Straight turns, now drives baseline in on Brewster. Double pump, hanger, no. Contact play on, and we go the other way. Straight wanted to foul, didn't get it. Over to Bassinius. Steps back. Right corner three. Too strong, no. Wall had the ball. Lost it. Picked up by Ian Thomas of Washington. And he was fouled on a hand check after all that by Matt Purst.
Well, and, you know, Bassinius is one of the players for the Cougars who can light it up from beyond the line. He's somebody that could help Brewster at the offensive end if he could find his range tonight.
Sean Beyer back in and Matt Gardner back in for Kennedy. 24-20 in favor of Washington. Warrior basketball off the out of bounds from the far sideline, and the pass tipped, goes out of bounds. I'm going to say it's Kennedy ball.
And we're going to be a conference. Washington bench is saying that it was tipped.
No, going to keep it with Kennedy.
They talked about it, and they're going to keep it going that way.
Haven't seen pressure by either team in the full court tonight.
We saw something in that first half of play, Scott, too, that we don't see very often. No fouls for either team. No free throws for either team.
Brewster over to Bassinius. Starts to drive, stop and go move. Takes it inside and drew the foul on a nice head and shoulder fake against Potter.
As soon as I say it, what happens? We're going to get to the free throw line.
34, Nolan Potter, his first team's first.
First on Potter. And our first free throws of the night for Michael Bassinius. Kennedy shoots 66% as a team, as the first free throw is good. Got the roll. Vicinius, believe it or not, was 0 for 5 coming in.
Doesn't get to the line much. He's one of those catch and shoot kind of players from the behind the three-point line.
Wouldn't fall, the second one. Dances on the iron, and Williams comes away with it. 24-21, and Williams will bring it up himself. Had a little trouble with it for a moment, but got the job taken care of.
Get their offensive set here going.
Thomas, a little shake and bake move, and going to get called for the carry. I think he doubled if he didn't carry it.
Yeah, he carried that one quite a ways. He covered a lot of ground right there.
And it'll be Cougar ball. They can tie with a three or pull within one with the two ball. Derek Diggins, only 2 points so far. Over to Gardner at the left point as they work it outside the arc. Pass inside kicked, and it'll stay Cougar ball.
Beyer trying to post inside against Nolan Potter. Potter plays with a little bit of toughness in the lane area, doesn't he, Scott? Only a sophomore.
Good lineman.
Knows how to bang. Knows how to use his body for leverage.
Kennedy to inbound. 3 minutes into the second half, 24-21 Washington. Diggins off the clear out, drive, spins, right block, gets cut off by the double team. Cross court pass to Gardner. Looking inside, they dump it to Byer. Turns out in the shot, back to Diggins. Fall away three, and he got it over Wills.
And Wills was there, too, on the catch. That was just a good shot that he made.
24-24, we are tied. Warriors with the ball in front court. Williams top of the key, shovels it right side. Hunter straight, and a hand check on Gardner.
Let's see, out of bounds. On the sideline over there.
Second team foul on the Cougars as Jackson Foley will come in for Bassinius. And Foley will get more time tonight because of Gerling being out.
Yeah, he's going to get, I think he's full-time varsity now, Scott, too. He's not playing any sophomore minutes.
5'5 sophomore, Jackson Foley. In there for Cedar Rapids, Kennedy wearing number 25. Wills left of the circle, coming off the high ball screen. Stutter dribble, brings it right. They dump it down. Nice catch in the block. They get it inside to Williams. Block to block pass from Potter and an easy two.
No, that's when backside help comes like that and they're going to give Foley some help in the post. That's what you do. You look for the other post area because nobody else is left to rotate.
Diggins on the drive. Double pump leaner up. No, but drew the foul off the clear out.
Going to be in the act of shooting. He's going to go to the free throw line here.
Keon Wills picks up personal foul number one. And it'll be free throws coming up for Derek Diggins. A 65% shooter. And right through on the first. High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union here tonight.
Dallas Hobbs,
the 6'6 senior, will come in for Potter.
Potter gets a nice round of applause.
Played hard. Diggins gets two. And Nick Deere will come in now for Diggins. Get him in rest.
I thought maybe Matthew Gardner was going to sneak up there for some pressure, but Coach McCollum tells him to get back.
26-26, another tie. We're over the halfway mark of the third, and now Kennedy a little half-court trapping pressure. Ball tip that goes to Hunter straight in the corner. Foley coming out on him. High one-handed catch by Wills at the center circle. They go back door. They find Hobbs underneath for the easy layup.
Kennedy messed up their defensive rotation there. It was wide open underneath.
Dallas Hobbs first two, and it's 28-26 in favor of the Warriors. And Kennedy's going to go to the bench in a hurry. Give and go underneath the Brewster. Pump fake, traveled with it. Good defense by Williams.
Yeah, well, he's straight up that time. He didn't bring his arms down.
Wall comes in for Byer into Kennedy lineup. 28-26, 3:21 remaining here in the third quarter. Near steal by Foley. Trying to get it away from Thomas. Now Washington gets into their offense. Straight over to Wills. They clear it out for him. Goes one-on-one. Spins left of the lane. Now he'll pull it back out. Against the Kennedy man. And touch foul again over in the corner. And this is going to be charged to Nicholas Deere.
A good offensive possession for Washington that time too. Moving the ball side to side. Good spacing. It's being very deliberate out there.
Diggins back in. And Matt Burst back in for Kennedy. Thomas inbound. Williams out to Wills, and he'll set it up. Under three to play in the third. Washington by two. Wills, little shake and bake move, took it in, and a late whistle and a foul.
I don't know who they got on that one. Deer up top was clean.
I think they got Wall.
43, Adam Wall.
And that'll be the second on Adam Wall.
Shooting two free throws, Keon Wills.
And Keon Wills with a six-point night will go to the line for Washington.
Wills with some of that athleticism trying to break people down off a curl cut in that offense when he caught the basketball.
Free throw up and in. He'll get one more. 29-26 Washington. Warriors have led for most of this game. One more upcoming. Bends the knees, takes his time, and right through. First two free throws of the night, and here comes some Washington pressure. Brewster will bring it up with a power dribble himself, splits a double team, finds a trailer. Diggins floater in the lane, good. From about 5 feet out for Derek Diggins.
and able to get the ball out of the way to the baseline, make the defense collapse, and then they bring somebody down slashing from the top of the key and find him.
9 points for Diggins. Wills into the corner. Follow away. Jumper good. Got it to go just inside the arc over double team.
That's where you shake your head when that shot goes up, Scott, but it finds a way to go in.
And now an offensive foul looks like here on the Cougars. They're going to get Wall for an illegal screen.
Well, Avicii Williams fell to the ground out there, and it was the offside official making that call.
Noah Dawson in for Wash.
One to something real quick here. We got a possible upset going on. Bettendorf and Pleasant Valley. PV just took the lead 40-39 with 32 seconds left in that ballgame.
PV has had some close calls here in the last couple weeks. I don't think they've beaten any team by more than five or six. They play low-scoring games. Keon Wills off the clear out. Starts to drive. Yo-yos it back. Now they reverse it over to Dawson. Bullet pass down low. Hobbs turns against a double team. Forces it up and got it high off the glass.
He smiles going down the floor.
I don't think he meant to do that.
Yeah, that's clean living when they go in for you, Scott.
And Washington back up. 34-28. Ties the high water mark for the Warriors. Brewster turns in the corner against Williams. They isolate him down low. Now he's it for Bassinius. He'll drive on Hunter straight. Double pump leaner, no, and he was fouled on the help defense.
Oh, Bassinius goes to the line again here. Player number 22. Hadn't been there hardly all year, and this is the second time in this quarter he gets to the free throw line.
First foul on Dallas Hobbs.
Michael Bassinius.
And it'll be Bassinius right back to the line. One out of two tonight. Puts this one up and left it short. You see three-point shooters so often, Phil, that have a tough time shooting free throws.
Too close, I guess, Scott. Used to catching and shooting it from out there.
Got one out of two. Another score. Dubuque Senior nips Prairie 43-42. And boy, Prairie has had some tough, close losses lately.
Yeah, they have. And that was up in Dubuque Senior.
34-29. That's double-digit wins now. And here's an attempted steal by Burst, and comes up with a foul. That'll be his third, so he's got three, and Wall has three, and that's team foul number six against Kennedy.
Second half, totally different on the fouls. In the first half, there were very few whistles, very few fouls. Calling a little bit tighter here in the third period.
34-29, minute 21 to play in the third. Off the inbound, Wills circles into the lane, goes up with a double pump, leaner forced it up, and a rebounding foul on Washington off the miss.
And I don't know, there's probably three of them you could call it on there. I don't know who they gave it to.
Hobbs. First Warrior with two fouls is Dallas Hobbs. Only the fourth against Washington. As Gardner back into the Kennedy lineup. Minute 14 to play, third quarter. And Kennedy with the ball down by five. Diggins top of the circle. Over to Gardner as the Cougars work the weave. And here's Diggins losing it as he went baseline. Retrieves it in the near side corner. And now Kennedy will set it up again. 56 seconds to play. Beyer back into the game as well for the Cougars. Brewster outside the Golden Arc. Holds it left wing up top to Diggins. Deep three on the way. No good. And the rebound. Bassinius kept it alive. Good hustle. And tipped it out off of Hobbs.
It was. And he was going up against Williams. I think it surprised Williams. He thought he was all by himself there. But Bassinius came all the way across the lane to get a hand on it.
40.3 remaining. Here in the third. Cougars to inbound. And they'll lob it in to Diggins. Hunter straight on him. Couple crossover dribbles. Angles right with it. Double team. Gardner, the ball fake. Takes it in. Pop up 15-footer, no. And Williams that time got the board.
I think you'll probably see one for Washington.
22 seconds. This would be a big possession. Warriors could get their biggest lead if they put one in here. Great, yo-yoing the dribble up top, coming off the high ball screen, goes crossover, drives in, scoop layup, rimming good by Hunter Straits.
And Kennedy's got to go, they don't have much time.
4 seconds, 3 seconds, Diggins into the front court, fakes, back out to Brewster, they didn't get the shot off. And that's it for the third quarter, Washington with their biggest lead of the ball game. After three, Washington 36, Kennedy 29, back with the fourth quarter in a minute. You're listening to High School Basketball from KGYN.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Since 1926, First Federal Credit Union has served the community with the knowledge and solutions that meet the changing needs of our members at every stage of their lives. Whatever your personal or financial goals, First Federal Credit Union can make your dreams a reality. Learn more about First Federal Credit Union at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, it's possible. Member NCUA.
No lizard, or TV personality, or bespectacled professor. No stage, no set, no facade. Insurance isn't entertainment. It's something you need to keep a bad thing from turning into a worse thing. That doesn't mean it has to be all stone-faced and serious. It can come with a kind, smart person who answers the phone or an email or even comes to your home when you need them. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com.
Back with you as we start the fourth quarter here for the Kennedy Gym. Mississippi Valley Conference boys basketball. A doubleheader. Inbound pass stolen away, and Strait's going to get the steal and the layup. And a timeout for John McCowan, who is not a happy camper.
Quick one right there. He's trying to get him reset, get this fourth quarter. He doesn't want this one to get away from him.
We'll take it. Well, we'll keep it here for this one as we just took a break. 38-29, and now it's up to the biggest lead of the game here for Cedar Rapids, Washington.
And the Warriors got that, you can tell the body language over there. Coming out of that break, coming into this timeout, they're high-fiving each other, playing with some confidence right now. I wonder now if coming out of here, if Coach Decker decides to switch up the defense maybe a little bit, keep Kennedy off guard. You got things going in your favor right now. Maybe you come out and show them a little bit different defense, maybe a little zone.
Well, you talked about the look and the demeanor of these teams. Washington right now, you give them a little confidence. They have talent.
Yeah, they do. And if you get straight going, you get the guards going from beyond the three-point line, and you got your bigs in the interior working hard.
Rooster, pull up three, way short, and here comes Washington, two on two. Here's Williams, pull up 17-footer, no. Dawson with a rebound and the putback underneath.
And Noah Dawson following that shot, not giving up on it, and gets the big one-handed rebound.
He's a good offensive rebounder, Noah Dawson.
Good jumper.
40-29, big run right now by Cedar Rapids, Washington. Rooster right of the circle. For Kennedy, they get it inside to Byer. They double down on him, puts up the turnaround, no good, and the rebound loose, and it's going to go out of bounds. It's going to be Washington ball.
Kennedy just has a hard time putting the ball in the hole, Scott. Things aren't going their way tonight.
16-5 run right now by the Washington Warriors. And Washington with an 11-point lead with 7 minutes to play. Malik Jackson into the game for Washington. Dallas Hobbs, Noah Dawson, Hunter Strait, and LaVici Williams. And Hobbs, an offensive foul inside.
And Jackson Foley drawing the charge, coming from the backside, giving help.
At 5'5", drawing a charge from 6'6", Dallas Hobbs.
It's up, he's kind of moving that body around a little bit. Hit the floor pretty hard, but he's going at it.
So the Cougars will bring it up. Gardner back into the game. Foley, Bassinius, Brewster, and Burst. As Washington's going to get ready to bring three new players into the game. 40-29. Now Gardner over to Burst. Left of the circle. He'll line up the three, way short. Rebound chased out of bounds. And last touch by the Cougars. Potter, Thomas, and Wills back in for Washington.
Trying to keep them fresh right now. Hobbs out there getting a break, along with Noah Dawson, who's provided some energy out there verbally and with his actions on the floor.
I got to give a shout out. Bruce Sain looking nattily clad tonight in the bow tie. Warrior assistant coach. High low lob inside to Potter for the easy finger roll from Keon Wills.
Yeah, throwing up over the top, let him go get it.
And Potter with his first bucket, 42-29. The lead expands to 13. Bassinius, one-hand runner, forced up, no. And Wills the rebound. And Kennedy's just not getting high percentage shots right now.
No, it's the frustration, I think, is starting to mount a little bit.
And another high pass this time. Potter couldn't bring it down, and it goes out of bounds. Turnover number 8 on the Warriors.
Kennedy Cougars number 11, Nick Deere.
As Nick Deere comes into the game for Kennedy. And Cougars going to go really small.
Try to change it up a little bit, maybe spread the floor a little bit, see if they can get something going off dribble penetration if Washington's going to stay in the man-to-man.
Matt first, walking it up to Foley. Thomas playing off of him. Cross court now to Bassinius as they reverse it over there. Now to Foley. Back to the corner to Gardner with 5:38 to play.
Five-out motion right now.
Foley, triple threat position. Now circles free throw line over to Gardner. Fakes on the drive. Pull up 12-footer right through for Matt Gardner.
Difficult shot off the dribble out there.
That's the first points off the Kennedy bench.
And they're going to pick up and they're going to play full court man-to-man.
42-31, and there's a reach foul. And that'll be the seventh on Kennedy.
Well, the one thing about this is that Washington's not a stellar free throw shooting team here. But it's awful early to put them in the bonus here with 5:15 left in the ballgame.
One and the bonus coming up for Ian Thomas. 73% foul shooter and got the roll in the first. Derek Diggins back in, the sophomore for Kennedy. And one more coming up, 43-31. Washington out in front, 5:15 to play. Thomas gets them both. And Diggins will walk it up for Kennedy. Out top, Gardner will try the three and hits a line driver.
Yeah, he scored from the free throw line, two-pointer earlier, and connects from behind the three-point arch.
Gardner averaging five a game. He's got five, and it's 44-34, and we got a technical foul now on Kennedy.
Well, that's a quick one because he is down at the other end of the floor.
And it'll be free throws coming up for Washington and the ball.
Yeah, Will's going to be the free throw shooter. He's one of the better shooters.
Yeah, Will's 70%. And gets the first.
Well, it's Jasper that called the technical. Now he's talking to him down here.
Jasper's good official. He does have a short leash, though.
Yeah.
Always has.
And Coach McCollum's wanting to find out what it was that made him call that technical because it was on the other end of the floor.
Wills gets two. They talk it over. 46-34. Under five to play. Warriors retain possession. So it costs Kennedy 2 points. Vicinius guards Thomas. Goes crossover, gets doubled. Deer going for the steal, almost got it. Thomas dribbles out of it. Hits it over to Strait. On the drive, Strait all the way down the lane. No look pass inside to Williams for the easy layup.
Well, dribble penetration. There's three Cougars that go to Strait, and I leave Williams wide open underneath.
Dribble penetration, 48-34. Diggins fouled from behind, and a late whistle. They're going to get it on Keon Wills. That'll be his second personal. And the sixth foul on Washington.
Well, he probably would have been all right on that defensively, Scott, but he reached, and as he was going, he slapped down on the arm.
Off the out of bounds. Gardner into the lane. Left-hand runner good for Matt Gardner in the running layup.
Gardner trying to make something happen.
He's got seven. Lead at 12. 48-36. Kennedy, little man pressure in the backcourt. And Wills brings it up. So we hit the halfway mark here in the game's fourth quarter. Warriors with it. Williams sets the high ball screen, and now Wash going to be patient.
Now they can eat some clock with a 12-point lead here.
Thomas trapped out top. They wiggle out of it. Bar hash mark to Wills. They play catch with it. Now Washington just spread the court here.
Well, that's what you call milking the clock. It's not a full-out stall, but you're going to eat some of it each time you get it, make it shorten that game.
The old Don King 10-pass offense. Here's Williams, pop-up jumper, no left of the lane, out of bounds it goes, but it's going to stay with Washington.
Well, Diggins was right there, and Deer was right there. Neither one of them could get a handle on it.
Warriors will bring Noah Dawson back in. He's been energy off the bench. Well, inbound right of the glass looking in. Wills had it popped out by Gardner, picks it back up, now drives through a double team, and a holding foul called.
Gardner had two hands on him that time as he was trying to drive by him.
Who was that foul on?
Gardner.
Gardner, all right. Keon Wills. 1-1 for Keon Wills. Big 1-1 right here with Washington with a 12-point lead. Takes his time, put it up, and got it.
Took a long time to shoot that ball, Scott. And Derek Diggins almost lost his balance over there, waiting for it to go.
One more for the Warriors. 13-point Washington lead. Second one up, good. Got them both. Will, 6 out of 6. Warriors are 8 of 8 tonight.
And Kennedy's going to have to find some offense in a hurry here, Scott, or this game's going to be over.
Gardner drives, tried to kick it back out top. Tipped out of bounds by Thomas. It'll stay Kennedy ball. 3:11 to play here in the game, and Washington up 50-36. Here comes Diggins off the clear out, going one-on-one. Spin move left of the lane. No-look pass inside is stolen away by Wills, and a foul on Burst trying to get it back.
Now Burst up after it, trying to get it going. But that one-hand pass by Diggins, there's nothing there, Scott. Trying to force something.
And double bonus for Washington from here on in. And Keon Wills, 6 out of 6 here in the half and on the night. Puts it up and got it again. High school basketball again tonight, presented by First Federal Credit Union. Malik Haynes will come in for Kennedy. It's a girls' final. Linmar beat City High tonight, 69-60. So they split, but Linmar gets credit for the conference win.
That's a big one for the Lions.
Wills got them both, 52-36. The lead at 16 for Washington. Malik Haynes into the game now for Kennedy. And Washington looks like they're going to go a little zone. Here's Gardner with the leaner from the right baseline. Goes from about 8.
Over the top of LaVichu Williams, and Williams does a nice job avoiding the foul.
Warriors up by 14. Near walk. Williams drives, kicks it back out with 2:45 to play here in the game. Straight. Just circling out front, doing his Curly Neal impression. Thomas tries to shovel it underneath and through the hands of Dawson out of bounds. It was open.
Dawson looked like he was going to go try to get rebound position. I don't know if he thought that Thomas was going to shoot it, but a little miscommunication there.
Turnover number 9.
And Kennedy's gone small, Scott. They're trying to chase and do something different here. Washington, the 2-1-2, three-quarter court zone.
Trying to just make Kennedy eat up some time here. A little backwards defense. Here's Gardner for 3, no good. He's had the hot hand in the fourth and the rebound to Hunter straight. He'll bring it out with the power dribble, splits a double team, then had it knocked away from behind by Brewster. Here comes Kennedy out to Bassinius for 3, no good. And it goes out of bounds and it's going to stay with the Cougars.
And you got Cedar Rapids Kennedy getting the second chance opportunity. Now if you're Washington, you want to limit him to 1.
Inbound, Gardner looking. Finally gets it into the corner. Follow away 3 is an air ball by Burst. And out of there with it comes Washington. And going for the steal, Gardner commits the foul.
And it's going to be Thomas going to the free throw line this time for Cedar Rapids, Washington.
2:09 to play here in the game. We'll talk. Looks like with Coach Decker coming up after this one of Washington is Kennedy's going to bring 5 new players in.
And for the Cougars, number 12.
He might be raising the white flag on this one right now.
Ryan King, Colin Weeble coming in. Carter Crawl will come in for the Cougars also. Isaiah Harris is in for Kennedy. Thomas. 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. 2:05 to play. Jake Olenzak into the game as well for Cedar Rapids Kennedy. As back-to-back's tough. Yeah. But Washington played very, very well. Here's Harris for three. The left-hander misses, and Carter Kroll offensive board. And gets it out of there for the Cougars.
Playing without their point guard, but the Warrior defense tonight has been really solid.
Turnaround shot won't go in the lane by Weibel. And Warrior basketball. Now Wash has done everything right. They got out, hit some threes, hit free throws, were much more patient, had much better shot selection tonight. And we're going to get a Washington timeout. Get some players in.
They're going to just keep it going here, I think, Scott. They said they wanted to.
And for the Warriors, number four, Keenan Collins, number 14, Christian Beard.
Keenan Collins will come in.
Collins, Westmoreland, number 15.
Westmoreland will come in for Washington.
And number 31.
Also coming in, Spencer Henningsen for the Washington Warriors. This Westmoreland, the sophomore, driving a kick outside. Three banked in. How about that from the right wing?
Catch and shoot. Get the chance to get in the scorebook.
56-38. It's going to be an impressive win by Washington. Going away here. All set up by a 16-5 run. Kroll posting up inside. Turns, puts it up, and scores.
Nice post move in the lane that time for Kroll.
56-40. 40 seconds to play here in the game. Here's Collins. He's going to go for two in a row. Almost banked that one in. Henningsen with the offensive rebound, trying to drop it underneath to Westmoreland, and it goes out of bounds.
There's a reception immediately following tonight's game at the lower gym for all seniors, both boys and girls, friends and family.
56-40, 28 seconds to play.
Stay and attend the reception.
And Washington will close this one out with the victory. On the road, and Westmoreland. Malik Jackson, I beg your pardon, gets his fifth point.
Splits the defense there.
58-40. Weibel back outside to Olenzak. Pop up left-hand jumper, rimming no. 6 seconds to play, loose underneath, tipped out of bounds, and it will stay with Kennedy with 3.9 to go.
Inbound play, one final shot for the Cougars.
And get it to Weibel, high up the glass, turnaround good by Colin Weibel, and that will do it. Washington gets both games this year from Cedar Rapids Kennedy as the Warriors win it on the road 58-42 over Cedar Rapids Kennedy. We will take a 2-minute timeout and come back with the post game from Kennedy after this. You're listening to High School Basketball from KGYN.
Are you looking for a fun, fulfilling work atmosphere with opportunities to grow? IMON Communications is currently seeking qualified candidates like you. IMON offers competitive pay and benefits, as well as opportunities for professional development. IMON employees share a passion for creating connections, one person at a time. By joining IMON, you'll have the opportunity to make a positive impact with your fellow coworkers and in your community. If you're ready to make a change and join a gratifying work environment, visit imon.net/careers today to view their open positions.
You know how well we take care of you and your business when you need new locks or a rekey, but maybe you don't realize that at John's Lock and Key, we also provide complete commercial security. Yep, alarm systems, closed-circuit TVs, and access control. You already know and trust us, so from a competitive bid to installation and excellent technical support, we'll always be here. Call us for a bid on your new business security system. John's Lock and Key, First Avenue in Cedar Rapids, protecting what matters most.
The savings are heating up at Lumber Liquidator's Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are now packed with the latest trends from our new catalog, like the hot look of gray flooring. This week, get 20% off reclaimed gray woodlook tile. And check out popular hand-scraped styles like High Sierra Pine. Or choose from other varieties of solid hardwood, all up to 20% off. Get great deals on over 35 styles of bamboo from $149 and more from just 49 cents. Plus, 18-month special financing. For the best deals on over 400 floors, visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Turbo engines rule the road these days. Sure, they're cool, but they run hot. Take the piston skirt. It can reach over 400 degrees Fahrenheit. Burning your cherry pie is one thing, but your cherry red coupe? That's why Pennzoil synthetic motor oils are designed to protect your engine, even in extreme temperatures. So fire up your turbo and protect it at the same time.
Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts for an oil and filter special. Only $23.99 after your $10 Pennzoil synthetics rebate. Good through November 24th.
Back with you here for the post game from Cedar Rapids Kennedy High School as the Washington Warriors win it over the Kennedy Cougars tonight, 58-42. Washington now 6-10 on the year and 3-8 in the Mississippi Valley Conference. Kennedy drops to 6-11 and 4-8. And, great. This is the best I think Washington has looked this year.
No, it's got to be one of their better wins on the year here, Scott. And they came out, and offensively they were much more patient than what we had seen them previously in the ball games that we had done earlier. You get some little bit better higher percentage shots, and that helps when you connect from three-point range there, Scott. In that first half, they knocked down four threes, kind of opened things up for them a little bit offensively there.
When you hit shots, good things happen. And just higher percentage shots. Washington was patient tonight.
And they got good effort from everybody on the defensive end. They worked hard out there. Kennedy was really in a funk offensively, and you got to credit your Washington defense for that too. Kennedy just couldn't get anything going. Brewster was the one who was going in the first half a little bit, and then Gardner in the second half for the Cougars, but they needed a couple more players to step up and knock down some shots for them.
Let's take a look at the final scoring in this one for the victorious Warriors of Cedar Rapids, Washington tonight. They were led by two and double figures. Keon Wills leading the way, the 6'1 senior. Boy, he had a smooth night tonight. Ended up with a team and game-high 16 points in this one for Washington. Was a perfect 8 of 8 from the free throw line down the stretch to help put this one away for Washington. Also, Lavici Williams in double figures. He ended up with 10 points tonight, 5 field goals for Williams. 9 points for Ian Thomas, including a pair of three-point goals. 7 points for Hunter Strait, all coming in the second half. 5 points off the bench for Malik Jackson. 4 points for Dallas Hobbs. Keenan Collins had a 3 at the end of the game. Noah Dawson with 2, and Nolan Potter with 2 points tonight for Washington. For the Kennedy Cougars, led by Drake Brewster, 10 points. 8 of those came in the first half, though, tonight. 9 points for Derek Diggins. Matt Burst had 8 all in the first half. Matt Gardner had 9, all coming in the fourth quarter for Cedar Rapids Kennedy. And then after that, 2 points apiece for Michael Bassinius, Carter Krall, and Colin Weeble with 2 tonight for the Cougar, total of 42. Turnovers unofficially, Kennedy with 12 in the game. For Washington, only 9 turnovers in the contest. Warriors with 14 bench points to 13 in the game for the Kennedy Cougars. Washington was 11 out of 12 from the free throw line in the game. And Kennedy only got to the line 6 times tonight. They were 67%. They were 4 out of 6 in this one. Warriors had 7 three-point goals tonight to only 4 for the Kennedy Cougars. And I'll throw it to you for looking at your rebounding numbers.
Well, rebounding, Scott. Washington won this statistical area tonight as well. 26-18. Lavici Williams with a consistent effort. He finishes with 9 rebounds, 5 in the first half, 4 in the second. 3 for Noah Dawson off the bench. 2 rebounds apiece for Keon Wills, Hunter Strait, as well as Ian Thomas. Spencer Henningsen and Nolan Potter each contributing 1 rebound. 10 offensive, 16 defensive, total of 26 for the Warriors. For Cedar Rapids Kennedy, Drake Brewster led them with 5 rebounds, 3 rebounds apiece, 3 rebounds for Matthew Burst, 2 apiece for Sean Byer, as well as Carter Krall. Derek Diggins and Adam Wall contributing 1 rebound there as well. 6 offensive, 12 defensive, total of 18 for the Cougars.
Hope to get a word from Justin Decker coming up here as his Warriors get the victory. Got to be very happy just with the execution tonight. And good execution, and Warriors just, their demeanor looked much better tonight.
Yeah, they felt a little more comfortable, but they played with a lead. They got down early against Kennedy, but they stuck with it, and they got through it, and they played with a lead. So, like you said, their demeanor was a little bit better. But in the pregame, Scott, we talked about how Washington would always seem to find a way to have a 4.5-minute stretch in a ball game that really haunted them. It didn't happen tonight.
They
played a consistent ball game, and they reap the rewards here with a 16-point win.
Welcome, everybody, that was listening on 107.5 and 106.3 FM tonight to the Linmar girls' win down in Iowa City against City High. Here tonight, doubleheader. Girls' game was a dandy as number 7 Kennedy outlasted number 15 Washington 64-58 to win their 16th game and break Washington's 5-game winning streak. And in the boys' game, it was a tight one through the first half. Tied at 10 after the first quarter. Washington took a 21-18 lead at the halftime break, and then the Warriors came out and broke it open with a 16-5 run from the latter portion of the third quarter into the early part of the fourth quarter, and they pull away for the 16-point win in this one, 58-42. Warriors hit some three-point shots in this one, and like we said all year, this is a Washington team that has talent on it. You look at Hunter Strait, Keon Wills, Lavici Williams averaging a double-double inside. And then you bring a Dallas Hobbs off the bench, Noah Dawson coming in off the bench. This is a talented basketball team that's dangerous.
Yeah, it is. And you got Nolan Potter coming on now too, Scott. You mentioned those other players. Potter is going to be the interior sophomore out there who's going to – he got the start tonight in place of Dallas Hobbs. You know, and he's not going to be big statistically, but he played pretty tough in the interior defensively. We talked about that against Wall and Sean Beyer, who came in as well. And so he does a nice job contributing out there. And yeah, Washington, the third win in the conference, that moves them to 3-8. Both of them are 6-10 now. Kennedy thought they had a little bit something going coming into this one with a tough game against Iowa City West, and then coming out last night and with a makeup game beating a good Waterloo East team, but falls short here tonight. That fourth quarter, just couldn't find anything offensively, get any kind of a rhythm going.
Yep, and I'm not sure with all the senior night activities going on, there's a lot of people milling about downstairs. I don't see Coach Decker.
I don't either.
Perhaps he's just busy celebrating after this one here tonight for his Warriors.
All the Warriors are downstairs too, and maybe they're either talking. But he's going to feel good about it. He talked about he wanted to put a little run together. Their schedule coming up, they're going to
is manageable.
They had the Cedar Falls game canceled. That's going to be made up the 13th next Saturday, Kennedy night, and they got Prairie and Jeff. Now all city games. And he said, you know, there's not going to be lack of motivation for these kids now playing all these Metro games. You're going to be able to get after it and get some execution done.
Iowa City West, by the way, beat Jefferson tonight. West shot the lights out. Jefferson, according to our reports here, shot it very well tonight and lost 102-74 tonight to West. If West shoots like that, forget it. It is over. If anybody shoots like that, but especially if it's West High.
And that's a big big night for them because Jefferson have been playing well as of late, and they had to come up here to Cedar Rapids and get that job done.
Yep, so they get that win. And West will take on Wallert. They, I believe, hung on to beat Hempstead tonight. That will be on 106.3 FM coming up on Tuesday night. Brett Balbinot will have that one along with Adam Haluska. We will be at Jefferson coming up on Tuesday night. Another doubleheader, another Metro showdown, Phil. Girl-boy doubleheader. We'll start things at 5:45 as it'll be Kennedy and Jefferson going at it.
We're looking forward to that one, Scott. We've talked about how the Jayhawks are improving. They got 6 wins as well, so they're on the upswing here. You even take away this Iowa City West loss here tonight. So see if the Cougars can bounce back. Maybe they'll have Girling back at their point guard position to come get that ankle healed up.
Yep, certainly was missed in this one here tonight. But that's going to wrap things up here from Kennedy. And big thanks going out to Aaron Stecker tonight, the athletic director here at Kennedy, for all his help. Of course, big thanks to all our sports-minded boosters. Big thanks to everybody for tuning in. Also, thank you to David Schulte back in the studio for all his engineering help. Couldn't do it without him. Phil, we'll see you over at Jeff on Tuesday night.
Looking forward to it, Scott.
That's going to wrap things up here for both Phil Dunn and for Steve Dozier. Scott Unash, thanks so long. And the final scores of our doubleheader here tonight in the girls' game. It was number 7 at 5A, Cedar Rapids Kennedy, over number 15 at 5A, Cedar Rapids Washington, 64-58. And in the boys' game tonight, it was Washington coming away with a 68-54 win. So long from Kennedy. You've been listening to a sports presentation of KGYM.
Sports radio on the historic main gym, 1600 KGYM Cedar Rapids.
That counts. I think that matters. And yeah, like I think that he was also a good coach. Remember, he took over at Tampa Bay Bucs.